Well, it's official. Prince Harry has found the one. She is Meghan Markle. She will become his princess. The royal engagement has been announced this morning. Andrew Morton is the biographer of Princess Diana. He's with us now. Good morning to you, Andrew.
Good morning.
This is quite some announcement. I think it was signposted, you know, certainly for the last week or so. What do you make of Meghan Markle's background and how will it be viewed by the royal family, do you think? She's not what you would call... Well, her background isn't that, I guess, of an orthodox royal princess.
No, certainly not. No, she's a divorcee. She's a Catholic, which obviously precludes her from the line of succession. So she's very much her own person. She's been a human. She's forged her own career. She's not been waiting for somebody to ask her for a hand in marriage. So yes, she's been a very different kind of royal. And then again, Prince Harry himself is a very different kind of young man and a very different kind of member of the royal family.
Is it her Catholicism or is it her the fact that she's been divorced that would rule her out from, you know, if the line of succession came to them, rule her out from taking over?
Well, being a Catholic, it's been against the law for a Catholic to rule over Britain. But I don't think that's going to come to pass. But she is her own woman, and she is older than Harry. She's quite a romance that they've kept this quiet, but. At the same time, she's kept her own career going.
She's out. Your phone is just breaking up a little bit, Andrew. I'm not sure if you can move to a slightly clearer spot. No problem.
I'm speaking to you from quite near to where she was born. She was born in Los Angeles, and I'm in Pasadena, which is part of Los Angeles.
We're
doing well to be speaking.
Yes, yeah. Your line sounds better there now. Her background isn't that of a typical princess, is it? She has had an acting career. She was in Suits, quite a high profile role. What do you think the Queen will make potentially of Prince Harry's choice of bride?
Well, I think that the older generation of the royal family have given up on the whole idea of, you know, marry an aristocratic virgin because they saw the disaster with Prince Harry, with Prince Charles, rather. And Prince William was allowed to marry whomsoever he wanted. So, and when you actually look at the European royal families, you know, Queen Letizia of Spain, she was a Republican. She's a divorcee, and at the same time, she's obviously married now King Felipe. There's been a whole infusion of different striving commoners into the royal families of Europe, and the House of Windsor is following suit.
I'm sure you're asked this. Yeah, exactly. Now, you said Prince Harry was a very different type of royal. In what way?
Well, he's done his own thing. He's been prepared to take on some of Diana's issues in a way that has put him in, I would have thought, a degree of conflict with his father, because I'm sure Prince Charles wanted Diana just to kind of... steal away her memory, to steal away into the night, as it were. Harry's been vociferous in supporting his mother's memory and focusing on those charities that she would have supported. The inevitable question is, what would Diana have thought about Meghan? I'm sure she would have been thrilled, because she is... a kind of a modern kind of girl. She knows her own mind. She's prepared to do her own thing, and make herself as happy as her partner.
It's interesting. I've been doing a little bit of research this morning. I mean, she declares herself a feminist. She's got some pretty strong issues on women's issues. More outspoken, certainly, than Princess Catherine. Will that sit all right, do you think? I mean, it's a modern royal family now. Could we see Meghan taking some pretty strong lines on some of these issues?
Yeah, I think you can. I mean, we are seeing when you stand back a little bit, you're seeing a step change in the royal family. You're seeing the younger generation taking control of the reins, the Queen and obviously Prince Philip, having retired, stepping back. And we are seeing this generational step change, and the royal family survive, the House of Windsor survives by adapting to modern mores. And they're doing it here in spades with Meghan Markle, the young woman who knows her own mind and is prepared to speak it.
Do you think she will struggle to, or she will embed nicely into the royal family? You know, we saw Diana struggle, Kate less so. What do you think Meghan will do?
Well, I think she'll find some of it a struggle, because even though she's a Hollywood actress and is used to publicity, the overwhelming attention she will probably, both public and private, she'll probably find difficult to take.
Yeah, indeed.
So on that note, let's congratulate them both. Hope they have a happy future together, and we await the sound of the pitter-patter of tiny feet.
Indeed. Andrew Morton, the biographer of Diana, Princess Diana. Thanks for your time this morning.